Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
The E-Commerce Forum of South Africa, EFSA, has recently launched a much-anticipated report which is titled Seizing the Moment, Unlocking South Africa's E-Commerce Promise. Now imagine what that does evolve in terms of speaking to e-commerce as a key enabler as well within the retail space in South Africa. Shamila Letswalo, Director of Corporate Affairs at Naspers, has been elected as Board Chairperson of the E-Commerce Forum of South Africa to give us some insight not only into this report, but the opportunities that are presented by e-commerce in the country. Shamila, such a pleasure to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm glad I'm finally here. I've been dying to be on the show.
It's taken
forever.
A while.
So thanks so much for having me. Yes, I must say that we actually had to do a research report to be on the show. So I'm just teasing, Guru. But yes, so nice to be here.
I know. I promise I'll fix it, Shamila. But I'm excited about this particular report, right? Because I just spoke about technology as an enabler for how I do my work within the world of broadcasting. But in the world of e-commerce, we're all benefiting from it. Pre-pandemic, I never used to buy anything online, or I kept it very minimal. And now, online shopping is my go-to. And this is part of the focus that you have at E-Commerce Forum of South Africa, EFSA. Maybe let's unpack that first before we talk about the amazing opportunities that exist for us to explore in South Africa.
Yeah, sure. So I think you're spot on, right? So definitely technology is the great enabler. Working for a technology company like Naspers, who operates and invests in companies, and then also really, you know, being the chairperson of the E-Commerce Forum of South Africa, it really, you know, is such an important role and such an important enabler of not only growth, but I think, you know, the view is that technology can really be the great equalizer. So just in terms of, there's a big responsibility in terms of that. So as we know, it can be the big divider. But, you know, so how do we all work together as business, as government, as civil society to really, you know, use technology for good and for growth and not as the big, big divider?
Definitely needed for growth and, of course, the opportunities that could be presented from it. Today you actually had participated in a fantastic event, which was the launch of this particular report, and several participants from Take A Lot Group, Zulzi, and, of course, the Localization Support Fund also participated to share their thoughts and feedback on the role function of e-commerce and the economic promise that it could bring to the country. Help us talk about the numbers, right? Because it seems as though we could be sitting on a trillion-dollar industry here that's just waiting to be explored.
Yes. Yeah, so if you look at the report, so basically I think there's quite a bit of urgency around it, right? And so one thing, because the sector is quite new, and I think just, you know, if you look at the platform economy, if you look at e-commerce, there's not a lot of data available in the sector. So really to understand the industry and the potential for it, you know, in terms of the country, also in terms of the enablement for, you know, SMMEs, it's quite, you know, important, and that's why we did it in terms of the research. So I think the big thing is really around the urgency. So what the stats are telling us currently, and you mentioned COVID, so just before COVID in 2019, we had e-commerce, the total share of e-tail or e-commerce in, you know, in relation to total retail was at 1%. After COVID, obviously that grew, so there was a rapid adoption. And, you know, there was a lot of, I think, you know, negativity around, will this really stick? Is it just a trend? You know, post-COVID, how will the world look like? And, you know, a lot of that stuck, you know, so there was a lot of stickiness. But if you look at the latest figures, currently we're nearing 10% of total retail, and that is quite, you know, that's quite the growth.
Yeah.
If you compare it with globally, the global average is at 20% at the moment. And so what we're saying as, you know, as EFSA is that is, you know, quite the growth, and it definitely shows that there is appetite for this. But I think the important thing is around, what do we really need to do to ensure that this trajectory continues, that this growth continues, and that we don't, as South Africa, miss out. Maybe just a very important aspect of this, and what the report also shows is that, you know, if you think about South Africa as a middle income country, right? The, you know, very small country at the most southern tip of, you know, of the continent, we're really punching above our weight. And so it just shows you of the opportunity in terms of e-commerce.
Shamil, I'm aware that you we're limited in time for our conversation tonight, but very briefly, if we can just talk about the opportunities that we need to address. Number one, the regulatory perspective, and of course, the inclusion of our township economy.
Yes. So the township economy, so sadly, you know, what the report also, you know, has shared some insights on is that the township economy is very much still excluded, you know, from e-commerce. So there is a lot of work needs to be done. You know, companies like Takealot are doing, you know, quite a bit around personal shoppers in townships where, you know, you can gain income and, you know, earn commissions around shopping for your community. And so if you look at the township economy, you know, that is, if you look at the value in terms of, you know, what that economy stands for, it's something like 900 billion rand. And so, yes, sure, you know, this huge opportunity to, you know, enable these businesses and also tap into it. And so it's hugely underestimated. And, you know, there's also the sense that that's most potentially where the next growth is going to come from. So it's not only about inclusion, but it's also around the commercial, you know, opportunity that lies within the township. And also just ensuring that, you know, there's better access, there's better inclusion. And so infrastructure is a big, big aspect of that in terms of, as you know, data is a challenge. You know, it's costly. It's becoming more, it's becoming cheaper. You know, aspects like electricity, those are all basics that we need to get in place. Reindustrialization is also a major aspect that the report demonstrated in terms of what e-commerce can actually do in terms of manufacturing. So we know of so many brands that people actually started in their garages and in their kitchens. Mm. If you think about, you know, businesses, women-owned businesses like Masori Organics, doing exceptionally well, selling on Amazon and on Takealot, you know, at Clicks and Pick and Pay, you know, and, you know, those type of brands actually started online. And so there's real opportunity in terms of route to market. And for, you know, if you can, you know, say, you know, think about it as more marginalized and not mainstream communities, for them to be able to access, you know, and have a share of shelf, so to say, you know, via online.
That's true. And you're making them competitive. They go head to head, essentially, with global brands. Shamila, all the more reason to have you in studio next time. And we sit down for a good half an hour.
Would love that. Thanks so much for having me. Gugu.
Anytime. Thank you so much for your time this evening. That's Shamila Letswalo, the director of corporate affairs at Naspers, has also been also sits as the board chairperson of the e-commerce forum of South Africa. And I think this is very critical, right? If you just look at how you and I might be shopping online, whether for groceries, for pharmaceuticals, for your makeup, for your hair, even what we see in terms of home items, right? A lot of us really have been actively participating in the e-commerce environment. And typically, as Shamila mentioned, you and I get to experience the last mile, quite literally the hoot at the door, at the gate, the knock on the door, and the delivery person, you know, sharing this particular parcel with you. But before that item gets to you, between the click you make on your digital device, your phone or your laptop, and the order coming to your gate, there's a whole network and ecosystem that is fundamentally developed. And that is where we need to see a lot more going support in terms of reforms, opening up networks, having the necessary infrastructure investment to enable quick infrastructure support and movement of goods and services. And of course, making sure that more and more entrepreneurs themselves can also benefit from access to markets. It's the one thing most entrepreneurs complain about. Yes, you can have a great product, but if you're just selling it in your neighborhood, you're not going to get very far. But if you have reach across the country, across the continent, now we're talking.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.